Kyle Malin is the editor of the MERS newsletter. Kyle, did you get any sleep?
About an hour and a half, I think.
Yeah. Is that all? Oh, my gosh. We don't pay you enough, that's for sure.
I must do what the issue is.
All right, well, let's talk. What were the big surprises from what you saw last night?
Well, I think here in the local area, I think the fact that Teresa Abbott won in the 71st district in the Democratic primary, I thought that was pretty remarkable. You know, I think everything kind of went according to plan here. The folks who were supposed to win, both on the Democrat and Republican side, both won. Let me see. I got Andy Shore won, Sam Singh won, Tom Cochran won. And I can't think of anybody else who won who we weren't exactly expecting it on a statewide basis. Pat Lindemann won. I don't know, I just can't think of any other real surprises here.
You know, Kyle, you mentioned when we talked yesterday that you thought Tom Cochran would win, and he did by more than 400 votes over Walt Sorg in the Democratic side of the 67th District State Representative race. What I thought was interesting is I didn't hear or see a lot from Tom or Jerry Ketchum, who was running against Walt Sorg, yet Cochran was able to get it done.
Yeah, that race was very interesting. The fact we didn't see much from either candidate, really. You know, it's kind of a silent candidate. That 67th House district in South Lansing and in Lansing. That's going to have to change if the Democrats are going to take control of that seat. Tom Cochran's going to move on. He's going to go into the general election and face Jeff Oesterle. And that's going to be really the one for sure competitive race here in the mid-Michigan area. So I would expect that to change quite a bit. And you kind of wonder if that wasn't the case anyway, if Tom Cochran isn't holding something back here until that general election. I know he told me that, you know, when we start getting into debates and so forth, that he was going to be a bit more active in that race. So let's keep our eyes on him. I think Tom Cochran's got a lot more in the tank.
And just as you called it, that race between Susan Schmidt and Sam Singh was very tight.
Yeah, that did come down to about 500 votes. I love it when I'm right. But I said a few. This one was 500, so a little off, but not by much. Yeah. And again, I think this just kind of shows they have two candidates. One spend a little bit of money on their race, and but I think Sanders had a little bit extra. He had a little bit more than Susan Schmidt. I just, you know, Susan Schmidt obviously just shouldn't be dragging her head on this one. She did everything that she could to try and win that race yesterday. And just came a little short. We were keeping our eyes on that till the very end, see where that one might go. But yeah, Sam Singh is going to face Susan McGillicuddy in that one, and in November, and will be a favorite to win there in November.
I think Mark Meadows' name recognition helped him in his run for judge, also.
Yeah, I think that was a big help. That's for sure. But, you know, in these judges' races, I mean, you got to have some credentials on your own. People aren't just going to vote for Mickey Mouse for judge. He, you know, he's got some credentials behind him. He's got a history in public service, and I think that helped him just as much. Folks saw Mark Meadows and know that when they do vote for him, that he's very accountable to the public and is a good public servant. So, you know, he also won by quite a few votes. Andrea Larkin's going to face him in the runoff here in November, so it'll be a one-on-one battle. But a very impressive victory for him in that one. I thought it might be a little closer.
Hey, Kyle, in driving throughout the mid-Michigan area, I saw a million. And is it Jim Jamo?
Yes.
I saw his signs everywhere, and he won by more than 3,000 votes. Well, by more than 2,000 votes, anyway.
Well, and here you have a candidate who ran for that seat a couple years ago and was not successful in the primary. I think Jim Jamo learned something from that experience and stepped it up quite a bit this time. Just from, you know, not only his signs, but in his margin of victory, he was the number one vote getter in that circuit court race in Ingham County. A very good performance by him. He's going to advance and face Ken Ross in November to succeed Paula Manderfield for that judgeship.
I thought it was interesting, too, in the millage proposals, and especially in the sale of the Waverly Golf Course, voters unanimously said, hey, go ahead and get rid of that.
Yeah, and I thought maybe that would be a little tighter. That was not. No, voters overwhelmingly said, go ahead and get rid of that. In particular, go ahead and get rid of that if we got an offer. Now, I mean, that doesn't mean that the city council is getting rid of it tomorrow. They still have to approve a final product. But you're right. They said, hey, let's go ahead and move forward with that land.
All right, let's look statewide. Anything surprise you?
We had some races that were a bit of a surprise. Pete Hoekstra won with about 54% of the vote, 20 percentage points. That necessarily wasn't a surprise. Fred Upton won another term in Congress, being a more conservative opponent, and Jack Hogendyke. That wasn't all that surprising. Steve Pesca will face Justin Amash in the fall. Mike Rogers won easily. He had 86% of the vote. Gary Peters was victorious. You know, we had that write-in campaign of Nancy Cassis. She only managed at best 34%. She did not succeed. Terry Benifolio had 66%. In fact, Roy Schmidt actually had a more contentious battle there in his 76th district battle than what we saw from Nancy Cassis. I think that was pretty interesting. I'll see if there's anything else of a substantial note. We had a couple of House races on the Democratic side that went counter to what we thought. Sarah Roberts was victorious. That wasn't a surprise, but she ended up destroying her opponent. That was pretty interesting. Just kind of looking at kind of mid-Michigan, what your listeners would be interested in. I think I was pretty impressed that the results were expected. Andy Shore victorious. That one was a bit of a blowout. That was a bigger margin than I expected there. He got over 40%. I thought he'd get high 30s, but really distanced himself from the field.
You know, I thought, and this will be the last question I have for Kyle Malin on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS.com. Pat Lindemann beat Mark Grebner pretty easily. I know Mark Grebner said he was trying to make a point, but the point wasn't made.
Yeah, he lost by about 2-1. And, you know, let's give him some credit here. I mean, he did make a point, and I think that he did get maybe more votes than, you know, may have been made otherwise. I think that he ran a decent race, but I think Mark Grebner's problem was he didn't give people a reason to vote for him. And they were given a reason why Pat Lindemann wasn't the best incumbent, but does that mean Mark Grebner was a better option? And I don't think that he answered that definitively for voters.
And, Kyle, one last topic I wanted to bring up. In the Ingham County Commissioner race, District 4, Deb DeLeon was able to win by about 90 votes. It was somewhat of a close race, but a lot of folks thought that her job may be up for grabs because she was in the middle of that big controversy with the Ingham County Road Commission Board.
Yeah, she had a very competitive opponent. Now, you know what? I didn't actually look at that county commission race. She was victorious in her.
Yeah, she beat Catherine Mooney by about 90 votes, it looks like. Vicky Nicholas also had a pretty good amount of votes, too, but Deb DeLeon was able to keep her seat.
Yeah, that one, I figured that was going to be a little competitive. You know, Deb DeLeon also had to fight off that criticism that she was just in the pocket of labor and wasn't really kind of an independent thinker on that board. That, you know, it doesn't surprise me in the fact that she won. I mean, incumbents are, they're just naturally favored to win unless they're kind of cloaked in scandal, which she is not. She is a public official, served for quite some time. So she did have her work cut out for her, though, because of some of the criticism with the Ingham County Road Commission Board. Some folks blame her for that thing blowing up. And it's interesting that she was victorious. What happened with Joe McDonald and Sarah Anthony?
Yeah, let's dig through my information here. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Kyle Malin from the MERS newsletter. Joe McDonald ended up losing. Sarah Anthony had 746 votes. Joe McDonald, 535 in the Ingham County Commissioner District 3 race.
Yeah, and see, that there was a case there where you had Joe McDonald endorsed by Virgin Arrow and kind of had his city support in Sarah Anthony, who, an African-American in that southwest Lansing district, I thought may have had a more, you know, she's from that area, I thought she may have a bit more of an advantage there than Joe, but I know he was working that really hard.
All right. So Kyle Malin's the editor of the MERS newsletter. Go to MERSnews.com. Kyle, get some rest. Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, my pleasure, Tony.